Beloved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, over the past year there's been quite a few babies born in the congregation. And one of the things about babies is that they are completely dependent on others for everything, for all their needs. They cannot dress themselves, they cannot feed themselves, they cannot clean themselves, they cannot go anywhere themselves. They cannot do anything themselves. But as they grow up, they gradually become more and more independent. They learn to do more and more things themselves, and that's all good. That's all important. But there's a danger that comes with that. Children, young people, did you know it's dangerous to grow up? You say, what do you mean? The danger is this. As we grow up, as we get older, and we become more and more independent, we can start to think and live as if we are completely independent. As if we are the ones responsible for getting the things we need each day. We can live as if we are the ones ultimately responsible for everything, even our food. Think about how we tend to react when times are tough, when a nice bank balance suddenly disappears, or when the crops get hit, or when the doctor calls. What happens? So often, we get stressed, don't we? We get anxious. We start to worry. What are we going to do? On the other hand, think about how we tend to react when times are better, when things are going well, when we're all healthy, when the cupboards are full. What tends to happen then? We easily become proud, don't we? We admire how well we've done for ourselves. We congratulate ourselves on our hard work, on our smart and shrewd decisions. But either way, the more we grow up, the easier it is to live as if the supply of our daily needs is our job. The easier it is to live as if there is no God, or at least as if He has nothing to do with our daily physical needs. That's the danger with growing up. And even as Christians, we can so easily live this way, can't we? I mean, who of us has never worried or fretted, or been anxious about something? Who of us has never had a proud thought? Even as believers, we can so easily live as if we either can or must take care of ourselves. But we shouldn't. And we don't need to. That's what Christ is teaching us in our text this afternoon in Matthew 6, verse 11, when He teaches us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread." He's teaching us that we should not depend on ourselves for our physical needs. Yes, we have a responsibility. We're called to honest work and all of that. But we shouldn't live as if everything ultimately depends on us. We should live in dependence upon, in reliance upon God, also for our physical needs. Now, this petition is the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer. And as we've seen, Christ gave us this prayer as a model or a pattern for our own prayers. And we've seen how He teaches us here to pray to God as our Father in heaven. And we've also seen how He teaches us to ask God first for things that are related especially to Him and to His glory. He teaches us to ask God to let His name be hallowed, to let His kingdom come, to let His will be done. Those things should be our priority, our great concern in prayer. But that doesn't mean that's all we should pray for. Because now in the second half of the prayer, Christ teaches us to pray for things related especially to ourselves, for our personal needs. And He's teaching us to pray for these things, not just in reference to our own individual self, but also in regard to others, especially our fellow Christians. The repeated use of us and our makes that clear. But the point is, these next three petitions that Christ teaches us are more directly related to us and our needs. And in this petition that we're looking at today, the fourth in the prayer, he's teaching us to depend on God for our physical needs. That's what we hope to see with God's help this afternoon as we consider our text, Matthew 6, verse 11, in light of other passages as well as the biblical explanation of it in Lord's Day 50 of the Heidelberg Catechism. So our theme is this: with God's help, Christ teaches us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. We'll see, first of all, the grace that he's expressing toward us with this petition, and we'll spend a fair amount of time on that. And then secondly, the truth he's recalling for us, and then thirdly, and more briefly, the trust he's promoting in us. So first of all, notice with me the grace that Christ is expressing toward us with this petition. Give us this day our daily bread. Isn't that rather striking? I mean, Christ has just been teaching us to pray for great things, things to do with God, things to do with his glory. And then all of a sudden, he teaches us to pray for this, to pray for our daily bread, to pray for things to do with our own physical needs. And he teaches us this petition even before the petitions for the forgiveness of our sins and for protection in and from temptation. Isn't that striking? And don't forget, the Lord's Prayer is a prayer that Christ Jesus himself taught us. And that means that the things he tells us to ask God for are things that God himself cares about. Things that God wants to do and will do. And so with this petition for our daily bread, Christ is showing us, he's even emphasizing God's care and provision, not just for our souls, but for our bodies too. God's care and provision for our physical needs. That's the grace, the undeserved favor he's expressing toward us. God's care and provision for our physical needs. And what a grace that is. For one thing, it's all-inclusive. It's all-inclusive. When Christ tells us to pray for bread, he's not talking just about literal bread. In many places in the world, even here, bread is the basic food people eat. And so it's seen as the main essential for life. And that was true also in Israel when Christ taught this prayer. Bread stood for everything needed for physical life. You can see that even in the Bible at different places. You can think of Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. It's a verse we know well because Christ quoted it when he was in the wilderness and Satan tempted him to turn the stones into bread. What did he say? Children, do you know? He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Obviously, you cannot live on bread alone. At the very least, you need water. And so bread, we need to understand that bread there then stands for everything we need for life. And that's what it refers to here in the Lord's Prayer too. Christ is using bread to refer to everything we need for life, including our food, including our what we drink, including what we wear, whatever we need. And that's why the Catechism says then, when we pray this petition, we're asking God, please be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for our body. And the point is this, and that's what God's care and provision for the needs of his children includes. God's care and provision includes not just some, but all our physical needs. Christ confirms that later in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34. It's a well-known passage, isn't it? But it's one that's good to turn to again and again. He tells his disciples there in Matthew 6, verse 25, "Take no thought, do not worry, do not be anxious, do not fret about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will put on." Why? Why? Well, for one, he says, and I'm paraphrasing, life is more than raiment. or life is more than meat, rather, and the body is more than raiment. But not only that, he tells them, your Father in heaven will take care of you. He tells them, look at how he feeds the birds. Look at how he clothes the grass of the field with beautiful lilies. How much more will he feed and clothe you then, whom he has made his own dear children by his grace? In other words, he's saying, look, God, your Father in heaven, will care for your physical needs. Not just some of them, but all of them. So don't fret about them. Your Father in heaven knows what you need. He knows everything you need. Let him take care of it, because he will. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now just let that sink in for a moment. I mean, sometimes, you know, these passages are so well known, you know, we just hardly think about them. We don't let it sink in. God's care and provision includes all the things we need for the body. It's an all-inclusive grace. What a comfort that is for us when we have become the children of God. What a wave of relief that can give us. How freeing it can be. What an encouragement it is, really, to ask God, Lord, give us our daily bread. At least when we believe he will. And that's the trouble, isn't it? We sometimes have a really hard time believing that God cares for all our earthly needs. Perhaps especially when life is hard. When you lose the crop. When money's tight, when sleep is difficult, when health issues come up, when the future looks uncertain or bleak, when stress, the stress of the uncertainty wears us down physically even, when others harm us, we can have a hard time believing God cares and provides all the things we need for life. If he really does, then why does he let these things happen? Why is my life so hard? Why is he not helping me? Where is he? Or where was he? We just don't see the bread. We don't see God's care and provision. Maybe that's your struggle. Maybe even this afternoon. What should you do? You know, some people would say, just forget about God. The Bible's obviously not true. You just got to face and accept the facts. God doesn't exist, or if he does, he doesn't care. We're all alone in this world. Is that how we should respond? No. God does exist, and he does care. When we are his children, he cares for all our physical needs. But that doesn't mean we'll never struggle or we'll never suffer. We will. We do. And we don't always know why. But you know, sometimes the reason for it, sometimes the reason that we struggle and we suffer is actually to help us turn to God. You think of the people of Israel in the wilderness. There were times, children, you know their story, some of you. You know that story. There were times when they didn't have food. There were times when they didn't have water. There were times when life was hard for them. Why? Well, Deuteronomy 8, verse 2 and 3 tells us. Moses is speaking there in Deuteronomy 8 to the people of Israel, as they're about to come into the promised land. And this is what he says about the reason for their struggles. The Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. And he humbled, or you could translate, afflicted thee. And he suffered thee to hunger And he fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know. Now here's why. That he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. In other words, that he might make you know you need God to live. You see, sometimes God might let us suffer and struggle, not so that we would forget him, but so that we would realize how much we need him for life, how much we need him for everything, also our daily bread, so that we would actually learn to pray and not just say, "Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread." Because God's care and provision for his children does include that. And so if your life is hard right now, let it be an encouragement not to drive you away from God, but rather to draw you to him. Is that how you're responding? I know it's easier said than done. But that's what he wants, because he does care. And his care includes all we need for our bodies, for however long he has determined our lives to be, even with all the hardships that he has appointed for us along the way. What a grace God's care for our physical needs is. It's all-inclusive, but not only that, it's also all-sufficient. Christ teaches us to ask God for not just our bread, but for our daily bread. In other words, for all the bread that we need for each day. Not some of it, but all of it. What does that tell us about God's care for his children's physical needs? It tells us it's enough. It's enough. It's all sufficient. It's not as if, you know, God can care and provide for maybe half our daily needs or two-thirds or for seven-eighths of our physical needs and the rest is up to us. No, he is able to meet all of our needs. Like Paul said to the Corinthians, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Or like he says in Philippians, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He will fully supply all our physical needs for each day. His care is all sufficient. You know, again, that doesn't mean we'll never go to bed on a hungry stomach. Or that we'll never suffer physical pain. Or that every day will be easy. Our daily bread refers to what we need each day. But what we need is not always what we think we need or what we would like. So if we pray, give us this day our daily bread, and at the end of the day, we go to bed still with an empty stomach, that doesn't mean God's care was not sufficient. It may just be that a full stomach is not what we really needed. God knows our needs better than we do. He may let us go to bed hungry sometimes. He may allow us to suffer pain and injury. You think of the Apostle Paul. Think of Jesus himself. He may not always prevent suffering, but he will give us enough grace and strength to bear it, and even more to come through it. Either way, his care for our physical needs is all sufficient. What a wonderful thing that is. To have a God who cares for our physical needs. I love how Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones put it as he commented on this petition. He said, is not this one of the most wonderful things in the whole of Scripture, that the God who is the creator and sustainer of the universe, the God who is forming his eternal kingdom and who will usher it in at the end, the God to whom the nations are but as the small dust of the balance, that such a God should be prepared to consider your little needs and mine, even down to the minutest details in this matter of daily bread. Indeed, it is, isn't it? It is most wonderful. God's all-inclusive, all-sufficient care for our physical needs is amazing. It's amazing grace, because none of us deserves it. None of us deserves it. And yet every one of us can enjoy it and experience it by trusting in Jesus Christ for our salvation, because that's how we become God's children, and that's how God becomes our Father who art in heaven. If you are here this afternoon and you've never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, don't you want this? Don't you want God's care? His all-inclusive, all-sufficient care for your physical needs? Well, then turn away from your sin and embrace Jesus Christ. Come to Him, and you will have a Father in heaven who will care and provide for all your physical needs each and every day. And if you have trusted in Him, beloved, then let's be so thankful for this petition that Christ taught us to pray, and let's make use of it. Let's pray it. Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. But maybe you're thinking, well, yeah, but I'm doing okay. I mean, do I really need to pray this prayer? Yes, you do. Even when life is going well. It's easy to forget that, but that brings us to our second point, the truths that Christ is recalling for us with this petition. When Christ teaches us to pray, give us this day our daily bread, He's reminding us that we depend upon God for everything. Whether we realize it or not, whether we admit it or not, He's reminding us, He's recalling for us our dependence upon God. And that truth, and really two truths in particular related to that. Truths that are expressed in many places in the Bible is also in Psalm 104. And the first one is this: everything comes from God. Everything comes from God. There are many passages in Scripture that teach us this. But look at Psalm 104 as an example. The Psalm in general is really celebrating God's mighty work of sustaining and caring for His creation. And one of the things it makes very clear is that God is responsible for everything we need. Just look at verses 14 and 15 again. Psalm 104, verses 14 and 15. He, that's the Lord God, causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that man may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. What's that saying? It's saying that everything comes ultimately from God. He's the one who gives the rain. He's the one who makes the springs to flow so that there is water, both for drinking and for growing grass to feed the cows and to grow our vegetables to feed ourselves. And so to put it in another way, in the words of James 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We need to be reminded of that, don't we? Because we're prone to forget it, aren't we? That's why we need to pray this prayer for our daily physical needs, even when, and perhaps especially when, everything is going well. Because we're prone to forget that the things we have received from God, and we're prone to boast as if they came from us. We're prone to that. God warned Israel of that. Again, referring back to Deuteronomy 8. He told them about the promised land in Deuteronomy 8, verse 9, that this land would be a land wherein they would eat bread without scarceness. They would have more than they could need. And He commanded them, when they had eaten and were full, to bless the Lord their God for the good land which He had given them. He told them to beware not to forget Him, not to let their heart be lifted up, so that they say in their heart, my power and the might of mine hand has gotten me this wealth. See, we're so prone to do that. Maybe not in front of other Christians, but maybe in here. It's so easy to boast in ourselves, to think like King Nebuchadnezzar that all the things we have and all the things that belong to us come from ourselves, from our hard work, from our strength, from our skills. But this petition is meant to correct that. All we need, all we have comes from God. That's the truth that Christ is recalling for us with this prayer. And so let's pray then, give us this day our daily bread. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, so that we may thereby acknowledge thee, our Father in heaven, to be the only fountain of all good. Because he is. He is. Everything comes from him. That's the first truth Christ recalls for us with this petition. But there's a second one, and it says that everything needs God's blessing. We can plant and water our fields and our gardens, but God must give the increase. And that means, as Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 7, neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. And again, Psalm 104 makes that clear, especially in verses 27 through 30. Listen again to what it says there in verse 27. These all creatures, wait upon thee, that is God, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That or what thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. What's that saying? It's saying that all of our care and our labor and even the gifts of God cannot do us any good without his blessing. And again, it can be so easy for us to forget that. It's so easy to begin to rely on our technology, on our canals, on our pivots. It's so easy for us to think that we have it all figured out. It's worked for years. It'll work for years more. But at the end of the day, we still need the blessing of God. We need his blessing of rain. And we've received it this year, haven't we? We prayed for it back in the spring, and he gave it. He gave rain. He gave rain. That's why the crops are as good as they are. It's because of his blessing. Yes, the canals and the pivots and the agreements and whatever, all that's important. But without God's blessing of rain and his blessing on that rain, they would be useless. Everything needs the blessing of God, even when we have food to eat. We need God to bless that food to our bodies so that it actually works. Our bodies break it down and everything works to strengthen us and nourish us. That's what Christ is recalling for us with his petition. And so let's not be proud. Let's not be self-reliant in anything, even when it seems like everything is going well. Thomas Watson put it this way. He said, though the bread is in our hand, yet the blessing is in God's hand, and it must be fetched out of his hand by prayer. So let's be people who pray. Give us this day our daily bread, that we may acknowledge that neither our care nor our industry nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. But that can be hard to do, can't it? Trusting God, the struggle of life. Paul called it a fight. But that should be an encouragement, not a discouragement to praying this prayer. Because trust in God is what Christ is seeking to promote in us with this petition. That's our third point, very briefly. The trust he's promoting in us. The Lord Jesus doesn't teach us to pray simply, give us our daily bread. But give us this day our daily bread. Why does he do that? He does it to promote our trust in God. A trust that for one thing is constant. Give us this day, not this year, not this month, not even this week, but this day. Christ doesn't want us to forget God even for a single day. That's why he gives us this prayer. It's meant to help us remember God. It's meant to help us live neither in pride nor in anxiety, but rather in faith, in trust, every single day, in conscious, continual dependence on him. Is that how you're living? Do you live that way all the time? Not so easy, is it? But this prayer is meant to help us to live that way. The trust that Christ is promoting in us with this petition is a constant trust in God, and it's also an exclusive trust in God. He wants us to ask God to give us this day our daily bread, so that as we receive God's provision and answer to that petition, we would, in the words of the Catechism, withdraw our trust from all other creatures and place it alone in God. That's why Christ teaches us this prayer. It's so that we would learn more and more to trust in God alone. So he himself did, isn't it? His whole life long. Also, when he was in the wilderness, and he didn't eat or drink for 40 days. And also, even when he was hanging on the cross, and his Father forsook him. He trusted in God even then, and he did that willingly in the place of sinners, so that we who trust in him might never be forsaken, so that we might never know the Father's wrath upon us because of our sins. Because it was poured out on him, but rather that we might know the Father's care and provision, even for all our daily physical needs. How good and kind our Savior is. Won't we pray it then? Our Father, who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. You see, we really do depend upon him for everything. So let's live that way. Let's live in reliance upon God through Christ for everything, including our physical needs, our daily bread. And let's do so looking forward to the day when we, by grace through faith, will enjoy the blessing of eating bread in the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious, merciful Father, we thank you so much for this prayer that Jesus, your Son, taught us to pray, knowing full well when he taught it that he was going to the cross, and that there would be a time when he would not know and he would not experience your fatherly care, and instead would experience the full wrath, your full wrath, as he bore sin in the place of sinners. Lord, what can we say? Thank you. And please give us this day, also the rest of this day, this evening, our daily bread, all that we need, and help us to live in daily dependence upon you. Also in this week, a week of school for our children, many of our children, help them too to look to you. Whatever anxieties they may feel at the end of summer and a new season, Lord, may they look to you and receive the blessing that is promised to those who trust in you, the blessing of perfect peace. We pray it in Jesus' name alone. Amen. Let's sing together now, Psalter 378, 378, all the verses.